Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Later. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelic to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most of Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM is on.
Spectacular, Low Rider, Oldies, R&B, and all in between. I'm your host, Sweet Cadillac. I'd like to introduce you to my co-host.
Good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Lou Lavish, a.k.a. Mr. G. Lou, and I am in the place to be, Sweet Cadillac 93.3.
I heard about you, sir. You do phenomenal things. You're the greatest co-host of all time. Man, wear many hats. Wear very many hats.
Thank you, sir.
I don't see how you do
Thank you, sir.
I don't. You're like a Jamaican, man. You got 13 jobs. I don't see how you do it, man. It's an honor to have you here.
I'm thankful, bro.
With me tonight, man.
It's an honor to be here. Honor to be here, sir.
Well, we're going to put a little twist on it tonight, as usual. We're going to give you some classic soul music, man. It's a real, you know, man, I was going through my little archives. I stumbled up on I usually don't play too much hip-hop, but today I was kind of cool little mood, so I'm going to throw a little fly, a little blend of things for y'all, man. We're going to have a groovy time, as they say, man. Also, at the top of the hour, we're going to bring back our new segment, Just Plain Stupid. We're going to show you how stupid people are, the stupid things that they do going into 2022. With that being said, Mr. Lou Lavish, can you shout out our sponsors that make all of this happen?
Most definitely. First and foremost, we definitely got to give a shout out to God, man. That's the number one sponsor. So let me shout him out first and foremost. Then I want to give it up to the almighty BTP Media Group, Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Glomerate over there representing the Bay Yay area. Shout out to BTP Media Group. Also, we got to give a special shout out to Stacey Adams, man, the flyest gear wear grown man shit in the game. And they sponsor Tweet Cadillac, this show right here. So what you can do, if you don't go to Stacey Adams' website, you can just strictly go straight to TweetCadillac.com, click on the link on there that you see of Stacey Adams, and you'll see a few nice things on there that you may want to acquire or purchase. And you go to Tweet Cadillac's website, you can get some discounts and some fly perks as well. So go to TweetCadillac.com.
Oh, man. Click on Stacey Adams,
see what's happening.
Speaking of that, then it came out with this little fly tennis shoe line. Various colors, too, man. So go there, hit that link, and receive a discount. But, yeah, man, it's not only hard toes, but they got a fly little tennis
hard
shoe line as well, too. So you might want to, you know, check that out, man.
Okay.
I had to throw that in there.
Make sure you do that.
I'm thinking about getting me some of them, too. They was kind of stylish, Summer coming up.
We wear tennis shoes, too. He can wear some tennis shoes sometime.
Why not?
Check that out. And also, we got to give a shout-out to Sunsound Concerts and Tours, man. You know, the tours is popping back off. The COVID stuff is dying down a little bit. Vaccination is a little more accessible, and people are feeling a little bit better. So tours are going on. People are outside. So you need a hookup or you need the insight on what tours coming to your city, town, or area, go to sunsoundconcerts.com. Check them out as well. Also, got to give a shout out to Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes, man. Now, FunDiggity.com. Locally owned and operated in the greater Los Angeles area. It's a family owned business. Hooked up on Yelp, got the 5-star rating, and they do the DoorDash, all the delivery services can get you hooked up. So you could just be right in the presence of your own home, order your funnel cake online at FunDiggity.com, and they'll get you right hooked up, man. So make sure you do that as well. Enjoy the Tweet Cadillac show with a nice funnel cake. Got to give a shout out to One Stop Funk Shop. That is One Stop Funk Shop, right? They got everything you need as well. Tweet can give you a little bit more insight on that right quick.
That's Chocolate, C-H-O-C-L-E-T from Grand Central Station. She got some cool little merch on there, man, so you know, man, tell the Tweet Cadillac sent you. It's going down. Also, if you're in L.A. and you want to order a funnel cake, the address is 661 East 62nd Street, L.A. 9001. Call in your phone order at 562-235-2333. We're open Monday through Saturday, 3 to 9 p.m.
Hey, And I like how you tell them, too, don't try no funny shit because we are unjackable.
We are paperless. We're unjackable and we're paperless. So, yeah, it ain't going to be no more funny shit. You know, man, we had to switch locations because of funny shit. Yeah, man, the Mexican lady ran off men with the money box on us. Young girl, too. Like, couldn't have been over maybe 21. She just hit a corner real quick on us. So, you know, valuable lesson learned. She's on camera and everything, but the valuable lesson learned. And she bought a funnel cake on top of that. Wow, can't trust nobody. Here we go, y'all. 93.3 FM, man. Let's do a real funky live.
Will everyone be right? Raise a ball.
Put your hands together, baba. Clap your hands. Make the dance. Put your hands together, baba. Clap your hands. Put your hands together, baba. Clap your hands. Make the dance. Put your hands together, baba. Make the dance.
fuck down.
Come on, baby. The moon.
don't want his life. And remind Mr. Bell not to ring this phone tonight. Come on, baby, the mood is right.
Ooh,
oh, sugar, if you wanna get down, tonight's the night.
Yeah, that's fly. It's
gonna be spectacular.
That's fly.
Man, that is so fly, man. And
that's that radiation.
Radio. Yeah, that's a nice song, man. I can imagine just rolling on a Sunday afternoon. You know, you ain't even got to have a convertible. Just chilling, man. That's the one right there, man. On a real tip, something else I want to talk about. Oh, got to give a big shout-out, happy birthday, to Herbert Anthony Stevens IV, professionally known as Absol. Big happy birthday to him. Also to Yolanda.
Shout-out to Absol.
Yaya Williams, happy birthday to her as well. And we are lounging in the funk zone. 93.2 FM is a classic soul show. It's going down tonight, man. I'm all over the place. I kind of don't know what to come with next. You know, man, I want to ask you a question, OG Lou.
Okay.
About you being a hip-hop artist.
Okay.
If you had to choose between Pete Rock and DJ Premier, who would you want to introduce?
Ooh,
because I've been pondering this question.
I would have to
all day.
I would tell you this. I would probably originally say DJ Premier. You know what I mean? But since you kind of broke that down, if you would say produce an album, I may have to go with Pete Rock, because Pete Rock is more soulful. You know what I mean? He's more soulful.
That's
DJ Premier is cold, but I would probably say Pete Rock.
I kind of would too, because the simplicity and the scratching and straightening it out, that right there just killed me.
That
like,
right
come
there,
on,
exactly.
Come on.
That right there alone. That right there alone.
I reminisce, exactly. Yeah. But man, Premi, man, he the man. No, he's a man. But whoa, that would be
Premier's
a tough
guy.
Decision.
That's what I said. I would probably just off the top of my head would probably just say Premier off the top, but you made me think about it more. You know what I mean? So I thought about it, and I would have to say, like, with an album and the soulfulness and the things, Pete Rock is going to bring more soulfulness and musical, like, you know, Premier is just going to cut it up. It's just going to be cold and straight hip-hop with Premier. I already know, but Pete Rock is going to, I think, be a little bit more soulful. You know what I mean? So I would go with Pete Rock.
Did you hear the song with MC8 produced by
Premier? Yeah,
it's
I did.
Out
Cold,
there. I forgot the title.
It's
matter of fact, I think it got Lady of Rage on it as well.
Yeah. They've actually done a few things together, but I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, it's kind of tight. Man, I got some cool little hip hop I stumbled on. It's gonna be, you know, apropos, as they say. But in the meantime, we're gonna keep it real fly and greasy, man, tonight, man. I mean, fucking fun. When I say greasy, I mean cocoa butter, Cocoa Butter style.
Okay.
90.2 FM, it feels so real, man.
and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Oh, show and tell, just a game I play when I wanna say I love you. Girl, so show me and tell me that you feel the same way too. Say it to baby. These are the hands that can't help reaching for. If you're anywhere inside,
anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Your rock and roll gangster, A-Line, and you're listening to 93.3 FM, Spectacular Lowrider Oldie. It's a magic night on After Six Cruise Mix, introducing the man of the hour, Tweed Cadillac, baby.
what's happening? It's your boy Boogie, one half of Who That. The group from New Orleans out here in Sacramento holding it down with San Quentin, Dundee 772. We out here grinding with OG Tweed Cadillac on 93.3 Tweed FM ism. The only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations, you hear me? Yeah, that's your boy.
I'm probably just targeting your market, and then I take them home with me and win that argument regardless. You hustle to be seen, I read that on a meme. I get paper and disappear, call that vanishing cream. Yeah, I do work with the slaughters, but I'm so on top of my business that I probably go harder as part of the management team. I just step into the booth after I executive produce, and I'm effective as a noose, cause hoes wanna hang, cook me breakfast in the news, scramble eggs, I'm sipping juice, and I still can still steal that Beretta, it's recluse. I'm from the mass terror era, you from the mass error era, so never ever compare yourself to that rapper that'll leave your new era, dripping that marinara, for a pair of paramedics to repair you where you're laying at. I'm saying, cat, get away from me with them Gucci sneakers, you ain't fashion forward as Kanye, I guess we do need Jesus. I'm in my coupe, I'm rocking a few jewelry pieces, playing some unheard Eminem, like fuck your new release. My team can inspire millions, the flow been fire, acid native NYers like the empire building, I'm just empire building, when grown folks are talking quiet children.
I came from nothing, I always wanted something, they told me I would never succeed, I would only end up better in jail. I'm free, I'm alive, I got money, I ain't better in jail.
Let's get back to the jam though. You rocking with new friends, I'm surrounded by fam though. That part is Mando. I don't understand your ass. Get a little fame, get a little name, then forget the same place from which you came. That ain't who I am though. Keep shit the same for damn show. And if your dame is on her best behavior, tell her she can text me later. I guess that's kind of false, but this game made the word boss so lame. I prefer to be referred to as a check creator slash regulator slash nigga that pull your respirator plug. I'm killing them cause this game keep giving me hell. They only want me selling crack so they could give me a sale, but I spit crack to let my freedom ring. Now that's Liberty Bell. Fuck it, give me a scale. It's pure dope, I can sell it forever. Who better? Hold up, I beg your pardon. The Mac 11 weapon spark, you get severed in several parts till a 7-footer is level with Kevin Hart. 187's a deadly art and every bar is cold as the devil's heart mixed with Eric Cartman. I'm the best in every department. Yeah, I'm sorry, these niggas got me hype, man, and this really ain't the type, man. I listen to what you write and everything just sound aight, man. You better off a hype, man. Who, me? Music is my life, man.
Ain't done nothing.
Yeah.
I always wanted something. They told me I would never succeed.
Never.
I would only end up dead or in jail. I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm alive.
I'm alive.
I got money. I ain't dead or in jail.
La 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 approached me, she said that she liked my style. I said, what you mean, baby? She said, I mean, just OG with y'all. I said, for sure, you know. I got the little lady number. Hooked up with her later on, had a good time, you know.
Bitch running a goddamn mop. Now look here, I used to don't pimp on bitches that's on dope. But six kids that can't cook, I knock straight on the floor, serving them burn ass biscuits. Now I ain't buying no Xboxes, I got U-Haul boxes. You wanna drop some little bad motherfuckers over to where they pops is. Your old ass should be respecting the game, cause you lucky if a trick of your ass 40 bucks to change. Your hoe when they helping me out, just to save up for your uncle. Matter of fact, I hope I haven't stopped asking, you ain't got on no buckle. Look here, put this brown paper bag on your head. So is it like I got some groceries down a monkey? You upstairs, my bunkie in the county. Quit telling me all them bullshit stories. I'm not for your uncle. It would be cool if you ignored me. Now answer calls like you got some sense. That's what the phone even rang, bitch.
Tweet FM introducing Prezi.
Yeah. money can pick your time.
Well, I'm right.
Fell in love with money, now I'm daddy,
check.
While we eating on filet mignon, take it home, take it off, these bitches be on. We smoking good, we sipping Patron. When she wake, you know I hit it in the mall. Breakfast on my counterware, talking eggs, pancakes, only you some bacon. Then my baby lady, so I'll go to Superman, I told her pick out your vacation. That really she told the payment. Started packing bags, Vicky Lakes and shit. Went and booked the jet, the crowd is waving. Hold me up a glass and I got my
laces.
The umbrella pina colada. Money making money, I'm flipping the product. Keep my mama lacing that Gucci.
Well, I'm right.
Just finished putting my little brother through college. Now I'm on them Haiti sands. Candlelit dinner, listen to foreign bands. Money foreign man, praises in my rubber band. Now I'm running my cities like foreign. And done it, did it. Everything you talked about, yeah, nigga, I live it. Nigga got the money, fucking all the bitches. Act small, two-door nigga rolling in the Civic. I just bought me a jet plane and a fucking Bugatti like in the X-Game. Motherfucking X-Man, come and kick it with a bow.
Well, I'm
guess who just called in? She didn't want to talk, though, but guess who just called in? It'll blow your
mind.
Miss Jane. I haven't heard. Miss Jane.
Oh, wow.
I haven't heard from her in a minute, man. She said she just wanted to check in on us and see how we was doing. She's still going through some medical issues, but she just wanted to check in with us. That was nice, man. That made
much
my
love.
Day, man. That made my day right there. So how you doing, sir?
I'm good. Just hanging in there, listening to that Prezi, man. Boss is life. That's fly right there.
Yeah, man. And I'm hooked that up, man. I made some promises last night that I'm gonna keep. I'm gonna get that boy a video for that, cause
that's
a nice
good
song.
Young man.
Yes,
and I beat
yes.
that caller. It didn't hit me till later after, right? That caller that called in, but much love on okay.
Yeah.
That's love, man.
And
that's love.
I know one thing, I better not find out they dating.
He seems like a good guy though, man. You know.
Yes, sir.
But much love to Prezi.
Remarkable.
Yes, sir.
My people at Tweet FM, man. Let's keep it P.I. Ed O.G.
P.I.
Metal G, Big Molly. Yo, honesty, astonish or admonish me. My modesty's a prophecy on an odyssey. You wanna be, swear like you solemnly. My marbles cause havoc like prodigy. I spit quality, it's a commodity. Chronologically, with no apology. My philosophy, possibly. Bitch niggas gossipy. Can't stand the speed or veracity, I'm consciously trying to be cool with niggas. I don't wanna pull a tool on niggas and duel with niggas. So listen, let the man speak. Edo's the vintage. These old school rappers is all antique. I say more, main like Bangor. Bang more, remain raw, cut like a chainsaw. You broke and angry, so you stay sore. You expect less, so you pay more.
Make music, we make music, y'all. That hip-hop music, y'all. Let's do this, we make music, y'all. That hip-hop music, y'all. Make music, we make music, y'all. That hip-hop music, y'all. Make music, we make music, y'all. That hip-hop music, y'all. We made
when rap shit came to mind, we thought of you. I know it bothers you, model you, might bottle you. Edo with audio, Godfather you. Scary rappers, we startle you. Bullets hollow you, this is real, what I'm proud to do. Anyone can shoot, homie, but it's all about the follow through. I know it's hard to do, give a whole part of you. Few people eating, the rest they all starving you. So when beef cooking, I was a cowboy in the middle like Keith Brooklyn. Now meet Boston, caught in the net, meet Brooklyn. Real right here, no need to keep looking. Any beat at OG on, I go above and beyond. Shine like neon for eons, rappers get peed on. When bad things happen,
what happens?
Good people respond.
Make music, we make music, y'all. That hip-hop music, y'all. Let's do this, we make music, y'all. That hip-hop music, y'all. Make music, we make music, y'all. That hip-hop music, y'all. Make music, we make music, y'all. That hip-hop music, y'all. We make music. We make music. We make music.
Hi, this is Tyrone Williams of the Mighty Mass Production Band, and you are tuned into 93.3 FM, spectacular lowrider oldies at their finest. So turn up the music on the After 6.
Shove a knife in your ribs. A father raising a gun while his son is fighting a bid. Ironic, cause he ain't really have nothing nicer to give. You live the life that you love, then you'll love the life that you live. So what's the price if you did? Love life, but can't afford a club night with champagne taste. Money is Bud Light. You telling me to be negative, that's your blood type? It's hard to sleep in the bed you made when the bugs bite. I'm sleepwalking, I come outside when the streets darken. Try not to oblige when you hear greed talking. I'm Frank White, it's no plea bargain. King of my city, I'm a survey damn fiend that I see walking. Don't be threatened, I teach lessons. Don't call me king, cause every king suffered a beheading. It's seven deadly sins, better preach, Reverend. I sever limbs with this sweet weapon. You better keep stepping. I'm taking off, I'll see you all soon. What's a mogul without his money? A soldier without his war wounds. I'm hieroglyphics in a lost tomb. These are the facts. If you're the richest in here, then you in the wrong room. Shucking and jiving get you called coon. Yeah, we all goons. You a cartoon. You play a shark cool. I can get you harpooned. I talk to him like Malcolm under a dark moon. Harsh tunes. You want the smoke? I got all fumes. Yeah, a sharp broom like what God used. In too deep, no time to argue when your skin is a dark hue. Little man got his heart bruised and I'm John Q. Had the breeze when them arms drew. Yeah, known to squeeze like a mongoose. Alarm you indeed for this breed. Niggas harm you, think it's time that you leave. Don't believe, but I warned you, it's on you.
Invest our spending in cars and bikes. Collect our stimulus, stars and stripes. We left our women with scars and gripes. In death I've reminisced starving nights. Mama sent me to help out many to borrow some rights. Them jail bars imminent guards and fights. Them L's authentic as Carl Knight. And they trending as Telfar Clemens and Charleston White. True anomaly, deeper view is optometry. Numerology speaking through this autonomy. While elite is confused, tell Thomas McDonald we don't agree with his views, but we approve of his honesty. That Beretta too deadly left his head in shambles, packing federal weaponry, shoveling mega manholes. Rather eating the culture, never even the shorter. Who celebrate when they see you ate with seven candles? Bahamadia, Heather B. Every queen should never have to question a pedigree. That's Kevin Samuels. A Rishaw ruler to a comedic G. My queen, a better you is a better me. That's Tevin Campbell. Why the labels embellishing, why they never cancel? Propagated to scaling it, why they selling scandal? Why the Reverend Rambles? Noriega probably your better commando. Schwarzenegger was Reagan's Rambo. Your blow stepped on, let's show set known. Yo, connect in the Rolodex, Gomez Jones. He with three of his groupies, give him co-ed chrome. Leave him with these little Uzis, give him forehead stones. Gold chain sneakers, choose your battle in Juice World. With Juice World shallow and Cobain's deeper. The dope game's ether, cocaine beepers. Coltrane peaks, the most ain't speakers. The broke can't reach us, the woke can't either. Sleeping with Soul Train divas, we post sangria. I speak for my quiches, my no-name chicas. Our folks ain't teachers, our dope can't free us. You thousand error to register, never pop the tag. Your concierge never helped you out with your shopping bag. You not a real goon fam, you ever got the pass. You not a real doom fan, you never copped a mask. Been two-stepping since Jay-Z was yelling holla back. Produced records for Shady but never got the plaque. What I will retort is highly enforced, invite me to war. Smile in the court, then buy me a Porsche. Hoes colder than Debbie Allen, I mighty divorce. Those poet than Edgar Allen who tried me before, who likely a corpse. Who reppin' the culture with Megan's toes is less of importance than Kylie's divorce. The psychology of a meth head. Titty licking the mozzie like I'm trying to be breastfed. My biggest fear is being sick with a problem. My children ain't proud of me giving an apology from my deathbed.
We done turn a friend into an enemy. Turn a positive energy to a jealousy. You better be aware if you don't wanna pay the penalty. Don't play the game if you don't care about your legacy. You telling me? Check out my melody. Can't be my dog if I ain't sure about your pedigree. Hope these words are sticking to you like Velcro. Money can't buy you love, but it buys you everything else, though. Whoa.
What happens if I slump a cash? They give me 25. I might get a state 10 if I'm still alive. Real quick. I'm about to kick this shit. Thanks for sliding that pass. I put on the gas until the fucking car crashed. Folks asked why I moved out of town. Tempo clowns, I didn't wanna be around. Disappeared in the Santa Ana wind. Did a ghost move on y'all fake ass friends. Didn't give a fuck about splitting. Suckers in reciprocate the love I was giving. So it wasn't no thing for me to bounce. Bottom bitch strapped in a lack we was out. Pushed up the 101 freeway. Got away from the he say, she say. Out of sight, out of mind. Take it out of grind, I can shine at any given time. The hustle in me, not on me. Lessons that I learned on 39th Street. In the rap game, I've been that too. Toast to the fool, ever thought I was blue. I'm not knowing who will feel kinda trippy. Feel like these suckers out there kidding. Straight paranoid, feel like I'm slipping. On alert like I'm Westside Crippin'. Haters ain't born, they made. Thinking that they better than another getting paid. Out here soul checking gang. Can't stand when a bitch bring up a player name. I decided to keep my composure. Maximize, utilize my exposure. You can laugh, think it's funny if you wanna. Get a gene capsule, leave your ass in a coma. So thanks for the favor, I'm delighted. Don't worry about me coming to a party uninvited.
I think it's time for another get to rendezvous.
I'ma let things straight unfold till it's my turn. Yeah, my truth's getting told. Suckers in a rut, on stuff. Wanna bad mouth a player when they see you on the come up. And sit back, lay in the cut. Can't apologize when they know they fucked up. It's a goddamn shame for a lame. With a downplay, disregard your claim for the fame. I didn't even peek that shit. With no speckling, I'm finna fucking represent. Better grip on a grip, better another grip, better another grip. I'll take your pitch. And I ain't on no kind of pimp shit. My merchandise nigga pay the rent. This bit about to generate bread. From a number two lead going upside your head. I done third snuckers, I can name a few. East Coast gas and some shell toe shoes. Or a West Coast student, so Swiss with a K at the end, you stupid motherfucking bitch. much you gotta give on the strength. But come at me foul, never come at me thin. Sidestepping bullshit, baby. For me to do biz, only happen when you pay me. You pay them other cats quite swell. Why I gotta chase fools down for the mail? They act like gang come free. They want a free verse on a YouTube beat.
Slave again, got no fake ass friends and no Tim's or rims. Show enough, got no designer names and I never played no video games. And I ain't got no diamond rings, no bling and no mix and no two earrings and no pimp glasses, mugs or cups and things or whatever the hell they all be carrying. And don't treat my highs too high or lows too low. You won't see my soul sold on no video. Don't need no checks to get no chicks or be some hypocrite to get you on my dick. So let the young singing rap to the young, as long as y'all don't make freedom is free to be dumb.
Can you hear me now? 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 Now,
now,
now.
Yeah. It's suicidal to think I'm your American Idol. Hypnotic trapped in some 3,000 mile box. Chicks Bobby socks, today be Botox. Now the hip-hop's the new so-called rock. Parents dressing the outside of their kids and what they wear instead of stressing the inside. Way back, my people gave me pride. Now a juice and life, boy, I ain't gotta hide. If you can't afford it, just leave it to the side. Cause you looking real stupid with that tear in your eye. Got a 94 and I hear y'all talking, but it's damn sure better than walking. It might be old and you know it sure ain't gold. And it's better than styling out in the cold. And it ain't no rose and it won't get stole. But you won't see me walking on the side of the road.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
At the age I am now, and if I can't teach, I shouldn't even open my mouth and begin to speak. I need some radio to help me reach, but I heard they get their money off by making you weak. Drowning in the sea of some big dose of now. No past or future, let the young grow wild. Ain't got enough and ain't done robbed the child. Suckers don't curl, fill them up with style. Like hip-hop started on TRL, like wow, get the game and made it a damn shame. Hell with history, you don't even know my name. I ain't the same damn thing that y'all used to playing. I'm that non-stop rocket heading to your brain. Now that's what I'm saying.
Can you hear me now? 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 Now,
now. I may not got no flow, but I ain't pimped by no Negro. Back with some cracker with his ass by the dough. Therefore, I could never be poor, cause my mind, body, and soul could not be sold. Priceless, so I avoid that trifling. Words in my cipher, stuff y'all can't get enough of. Got no time for somebody's tail. My time is just like the U.S. mail. My time is richer than the new Astro pictures. I'd be damned if my face be under some picture where you heard the N-word, so save your liquid. P.E., we just here to flip it. Find somebody new to get with the next time you hear cat who can't even stand or look in the mirror.
Can you hear me now? 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 Now, hear me now.
Now,
hear me now. Now, hear me now. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Now, hear me now.
Now,
hear me now.
Now,
hear me now. Can you hear me now?
The original Jamaican under the lower rung, Kenny Akia Ox, say 93.3 FM, my station you're listening to. This is the After Six Cruise Mix. When I want to ramp with it, when I want to war, come on!
I don't think you want to do that. You want to rumble with the Bumble and the Bees.
Hey, man, that Chuck D, man. Chuck D, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then I'm rolling that 96, and it's bad. You can't trip, And ain't nobody going to steal it. Man, Chuck D is the man.
Man, he was spitting that shit right there.
Man,
oh,
but look, he's always spit that shit. Much respect, man, to Chuck D. We need to kidnap Jeff Kwan. Say, Jeff Kwan.
And make that happen.
Exactly. Man, if we got a rope time, we got to do something, man, because we need to get Chuck D.
And, that would be classic. He'll do it, too.
Man,
that would be classic,
That song.
Hold on. Got to give it up for you, too, right quick on that Ghetto Rendezvous, man, remix. Oh, my God. You know, Tweed served him up on that one. That's on that classic six-pack, y'all, so make sure you tap in. You know, you served them too on that one, Tweed. Ghetto Rendezvous.
And I just had to get some shit off my chest. And the card's going to
fall.
Man,
he said they want a free verse on a YouTube beat, man. Come on.
Yeah, that is true. A dude asked me the other day, as a matter of fact. That's been my whole life, man. Can you spit a verse? And then I said, well, look, man, I really don't rap for free. You know, what can you bring to the table? Well, you know, man, if you could just... To do this, and can I give you a dude want an installment payment on a verse? Like, come on, player. I'd be willing to work with you. I actually would do some shit like that. You feel me? Just if you serious
right.
about it, you ain't got the bread, you know, pay a bill or two, and I'll look out for you. The time came for the first installment payment.
But you shouldn't even come at somebody if you're not ready.
Exactly.
You shouldn't come at somebody if you're not ready for the business proposition, even if they
say
no. They may not even want it, but if you're coming at somebody, you got to be ready, you know what I mean, for that. Come on.
Exactly. But they grasping at straws. They doing, man, whatever they could do. They getting in where they could pretend in. That's how, man, that's, man, I've been going through that my whole rap career, G. Lou. Believe me. And don't a lot of shit even move me. But it is what it is. Man, let's get into some stupid-ass shit. Just plain-ass stupid. It's been some various stories that are out there in the world today. And you'd be surprised what people do. And it's like, how can people... I don't know if you saw this one. The girl is in the drive-thru window. Was a Jack in the Box.
Did you see it?
She climbed through the window.
For one
rinse resting all up in the kitchen area, barefoot, banging on them. Yeah. Then she twerked and got up in the car.
Yeah, twerked. She twerked.
What is wrong with our
I
people,
don't know,
man.
I don't know, Tweed.
What the
I don't
hell
know,
is
man.
Wrong.
That there, I was like, wow. Yeah.
Just plain stupid. We need to get
and she's,
like
and to make it so bad, she probably happy it went viral. Once she seen it, she probably reposted it, I'm sure, whoever she is.
Wow.
Instead of being embarrassed.
Girl. Dumbass girl. She going to snatch the rants, dressing out the girl hand and shit. You did all of this for rants, dressing, really?
For some rants, dressing, homie.
And she only got one. It was one rent dressing. It's like, damn, she might as well have robbed the place. She all up in the back. God damn.
Right. I mean, but she still can catch charges if the people want to press them, though. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Like,
and they probably
them, I don't know what they did.
And
that's
they probably will press charges just to use her stupid ass as an example.
Right.
Just plain stupid. We need to come up, man.
And that's really,
like
that's really theft. Like, that's not robbery, but it's theft. Like, if you go in there and take something, trespass and take something, even though it was just salt.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
That's some
strong
type of theft.
Strong arm robbery.
Robbery,
And she probably got, probably on probation for stealing wigs or some shit anyway.
right.
Man, speaking of stealing wigs.
Cold game, man.
Of stealing wigs, the mama's in the store with her two little sons in the wig store. Son maybe about 7 or 8. Mama's stealing wigs and told her son what wig that she wanted to. That is crazy, man.
Wow.
Stealing wigs, man.
The wigs cost me some quiz cost some money. Mama said I gotta have my wigs on. Wow.
But to have your kids up in there,
right,
still in the wig
right.
for you, man. Bitch, you're still
right.
ugly even when you put the wig
right.
on.
Right.
Man, just plain.
Yeah, they be doing some cold shit, man. Just like some of the women be out here panhandling and be having the kids with them. I'm like, nah, that ain't cool, man. It's a lot going on out here, man.
Man, it's too much going on out here. It's too much going
yeah.
on. And the funny part about it ain't just going on to be going on. That's their everyday lifestyle.
Yeah,
Man, they've been doing this shit. That's the sad part about it. Check this one out. 90.3 FM. Just plain stupid.
A pregnant woman begging for money on the street with a young boy drove away in a Mercedes. An outraged viewer contacted Team 10 after snapping pictures of that scene. Team 10 troubleshooter Kristen Severance joins us now with more. Kristen.
Yeah, so this 10 News viewer said she'd wondered the story behind this woman for 2 months. Then she said she saw her get into her Mercedes and drive away. She wants you to know what happened in case you see the same woman asking for money.
Right there on the corner.
Melissa Smith said she saw this pregnant panhandler and her son at this Eastlake Plaza every weekend.
I felt bad. I mean, there's a pregnant lady with a little boy and is down on her luck. The dad comes out on the weekends and stands with them.
She held a cardboard sign.
Please help.
And plenty of people did.
Lots of people give them money.
Smith said she was getting gas when she saw the couple at the usual spot.
They were leaving, and I noticed they went into a Mercedes-Benz. And I thought, wow, a Mercedes-Benz?
She shook her head, got in her car, and drove away.
Lo and behold, they were in front of us. And here they are, counting money, laughing. Their little boy's not in a car seat or a seatbelt. He's all the way in the front seats with them.
Smith watched them drive to another plaza on Bonita Road.
She sits there with the sign, and he goes, parks the Mercedes. And they put up the sign, and not less than 5 minutes, here she is getting money from all these people.
She took pictures of the woman and little boy. She said the woman saw her.
The next thing I know, she picks up this big boulder about this big. Goes over her head, so I don't know if pregnant people can do that. But it was pretty big, over her head and coming at me with this rock.
Another witness saw the whole thing and called 911.
She grabs her little boy and takes off through the middle of the parking lot.
Police told Team 10 they did respond, but the couple had left. Smith gave Team 10 the license plate number 2. We ran the plate. The car came back belonging to a woman. Her address was listed here at this apartment complex in Encinitas. No answer. I left my card and a note to call me. We went in the evening and during the day. A woman called me back but said she had just moved in. The people living there had picked up and left. Smith said she wants people to know about this couple before they find a new place to panhandle with their son in tow.
I feel bad. Like, don't give these people money. They don't need it. They're driving a Benz.
Now, we have been getting calls and tips about where this woman is. We're checking out one of those tips right now, and this story has really struck a chord online. Thousands of people have been sharing and commenting on our 10 News Facebook page. Homeless advocates say, though, you shouldn't give people money, but there are plenty of things you can do to make sure your donations go to the right people. We have a list of suggestions from experts on 10news.com. Just go to the Team 10 section and click on this story. I'm Team 10 troubleshooter Kristen Severance.
They've been doing it, man, in our area. We got gypsies, and they go and post up, and they wave at the cars, and they get their little money, and, man, it's prevalent everywhere.
It's so bad, Tweed. I used to feel bad. You know, not all the time. You know, I know really the deal. Even if they need it, you know, they just going to go buy some dope or whatever. They out there to see even the ones out, you know, bad or whatever. So, but sometimes every now and then, I just go with my heart. One day if I do feel it, maybe here. But now, you know, it's just like I can't give. If I do give something, it's going to be some water or some food, you know, but I'm not giving nobody no money, man. This shit is just like, you know what I mean? It's just sad what
Christ.
They're doing out here, man. Yeah.
It is. Old white lady, I happen to be waiting for Mishi to come out the store, and I'm noticing that a Cooper, she's in like a Cooper, right? And she gets out and She got a sign. She walked right to the corner and started panhandling. And some told me to film it. I got it all on,
right.
on video. She went and did the same thing. This old white lady and jumped into her coupe. And look, the funny part about it, we're in the bougie, ritzy side of town where it's million-dollar
right.
houses. And that lady,
right.
man, was at the man.
They probably make a killing over there.
Getting her change. And she's an old white lady on top of that, too. Jumped into a brand new Cooper. Everybody, man, got an angle and a scam. Check this one out.
Yes, sir.
Just plain stupid.
Crab legs are usually the priciest item at those all-you-can-eat buffets, and people who love them don't mess around. Our Lisa Guerrero takes a look at the chaos that sometimes erupts when crab legs get put on the counter.
Here you go, get ready, get
ready. It's a feeding frenzy at the buffet.
Get it.
When the crab legs come out, it's everyone for themselves, and they're gone in seconds.
What a problem. Come on.
This customer barges into the kitchen to demand more crab legs. Sometimes it can get violent, like here at a buffet in New York City. And in Alabama, this woman was charged with assaulting an elderly man when police say a fight broke out over crab legs. The man suffered a cut to his head.
The mayhem caused by these crab legs is alarming. So now some restaurants are carefully dishing them out in order to cut down on the chaos.
It's really sad to fight, you know, to fight over something like that.
Rocky Abdullah owns Le Grand Buffet in New Jersey. He says the star of his buffet is undoubtedly these guys, and the customers can't get enough of them.
What have you done here at your restaurant to control people getting violent over crab legs?
I just decided to move them behind the counter and give two to everybody, so you make everybody happy.
But just for us, Rocky showed how fast the crabs go when they're put on the buffet. In 42 seconds, the legs are gone, and that's after only three customers.
Because then one person takes everything.
Right.
And everybody start fighting about it.
But most buffets offer self-serve crab legs. At this one in Queens, New York, as soon as the crabs are brought out, this guy is all over it. He scoops up the crab legs, then his buddy joins in to take more.
Gonna leave any for anybody else?
All right, so two guys took almost all the crab legs.
And at this buffet a few miles away, watch these two guys go. A tray of crab legs is gone in seconds.
Go crazy for crab legs. It's like a crab leg war out here.
I don't know what to say, man. They be, man, what's the world coming to? The man, crab
right.
legs is good, but, man, I remember back in the day, Sizzler used to have crab legs in the buffet.
Oh, straight up?
Yeah, they really
God.
Had crab legs in the buffet.
Wow.
But wasn't nobody all diabolical with it, you know, but, man.
Right.
Crazy,
wow.
man. Man,
wow.
just plain stupid, man. That's our new segment, man. We're going to be bringing all this ratchetness to the forefront. Maybe it'll help y'all and realize that, dude, come on, man. Y'all be tripping. Not the point tweet FM, man. Let's get back to it. Why? I just don't.
Dead real. Yo, why is Jada kiss as hard as it gets? Why is the industry designed to keep the artists in debt? And why them dudes ain't riding if they party a set? And why they never get it popping but they party to death? Yeah, and why they gon' give you life for a murder? Turn around, only give you 8 months for a... going down. Why they selling people CDs for under a dime? And if it's all love, daddy, why you come with your why my homies ain't get that cake? Why is the brother up north better than Jordan that ain't get that break? Why you in stack instead of trying to be fly? Why is ratting at an all-time high? Why are you even alive? Why they kill Tupac and Chris? Why at the bar you don't take straight shots instead of popping Chris? Why them bullets have to hit that door? Why did Kobe have to hit that raw? Why he kiss that raw? Why?
All that I've been giving is the pain that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got sin on
shrouds and powder. Why they knock down the towers? Why you around them cowards? Why Aaliyah have to take that flight? Why my homie D ain't pull out his Ferrari? Why he take that bike? Why they gotta open your package and read your mail? Why they stop letting brothers get degrees in jail? Why you gotta do 85% of your time? And why do rappers lie in 85% of their rhymes? Why a brother always want what he can't have? Why I can't come through when the pecan jack? Why they crack have to hit so hard even though it's almost over? Why people can't get no jobs? Why they come up with the witness protection? Why they let the Terminator win the election? Come on, pay attention. Why sell in the stores what you could sell in the streets? Why say the hottest shit but be selling the least? Why?
All that I've been giving is the claim that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got
let a white man pop her to get an Oscar. And why Denzel have to be crooked before he took it? Why they didn't make the CL6 with a clutch? And if you don't smoke, then why the hell you reaching for my... Why rap? Cause I need airtime. Why be on the curb with a wild lie? I need a bear sign. Why all the young brothers is dying? Cause they moms at work, they pops is gone, they living with... Why they ain't give us a cure for AIDS? Why my diesel have fiends in the spot on the floor for days? Why you screaming like it's a slug, it's only the hawk? Why my buzz in LA ain't like it is in New York? Why they forcing you to be hard? Why ain't you a thug by choice? Why the whole world love my voice? Why I try to tell them that it's the flow, son? And you know why they made the new 20s, cause I got all the old ones. That's why.
All that I've been giving is the claim that I've been living. They got me in the system. Why they gotta do me like that? Try to make it my way, but got them on up the highway. Why, oh why gotta do me like that? Why?
Y'all should wait.
When the ladies were equal, nobody died, so you had a sequel. Like James Brown, part two of a record to dance to, and the crowd was live, wide open to do anything the DJs threw on and on, and on and on, to the break of dawn. Now fast forward, as I'm pointing forward, to the world today, the end of play, which was sad to see, and a place to be. People standing asleep, but staring at me, and the DJs now, some playing dumb, and they know better, but the people still come. It's zombie time, cause the bomb be crime. Your rap games are changed.
We
should
run. The block is hot, no one can stop. It's about to go down, not even the cops are coming down. They're just a war on the streets. They don't know Jesus, and they don't know peace. They know that peace is still, but I say peace is still. The word on the streets is the weak they kill, and the strong survive. A wrong move, you die. I'm loading up the truth, now it's time to rise. Time to make disciples and preach the Bible. Tell them of the second coming and Christ's arrival. Here to spark revival and fight my rivals. Times are vital, so I cock my spiritual rifle. That's just a warning shot. We came to infiltrate and invade your block. Stand on the rock, now to seek your sand. Don't trust in nothing else but in y'all Jesus, should man. Y'all wake up. See my brothers and sisters around the world. Into the boys and girls.
Y'all should wake up.
Jesus, the only way out. And that's what I'm talking about.
Y'all should wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Cause on the block bodies get dropped and spark the fifth. Yeah, the devil's after us because we ambassadors to preach the gospel of truth to people that are hazardous. Your heart is hard and you don't know the God I talk about. I give you scriptures from Jesus so you can really walk it out. We living in an age where the cult is a praise. Physically they might be free but their minds are enslaved. Their minds in the caves, they blind to the rage of the enemy that's roaring in their life. The knives in the caves, dimes of the haze, a bomb in his ways. But the youth can be truly set free by these rhymes on the page. My spirit is deep, but I don't really body now. I'm trying to bring members to Jesus, so that's the box.
That's
built. Criminals will be dunking in the state.
can be redeemed through trust in Yeshua.
You got fired from your job, feeling your loss as you fight for peace. Then you fall prey to the beast. You share your body with dudes who are dead mentally. Spiritually, your life is in danger. You can't function a phantom, how you acquired anger. Now you hate men, full of schemes when you date men. On the streets, got your mind all in the safe pen. You fight against powers and principalities. Cause in the game, every hour's another fatality. Most will sell our souls for sex and a salary. A complex reality, the devil's in the alley. But in the beginning, what's the word? What a perfect verse, what a perfect glory. Christ in the story, he shed his perfect grace. He shed his perfect blood for every race. So now we know his perfect name, the fame, and his perfect love.
Y'all should wake up. See my brothers and sisters around the world. They took the boys and girls.
Y'all should wake up.
Jesus, the only way out. And that's what I'm talking about.
Y'all should wake up.
Wake up.
Let's bring in one last caller, Tweed from Bakersfield. Welcome to the show.
My number's from Bakersfield, but I presently live in Santa Rosa, California.
Oh, okay. Tweed, Santa Rosa. Apologies.
Yes, sir. I'm a 61-year-old black man that grew up in South Central L.A. I, too, was Rodney King on several occasions growing up as a youth. The police have always been kind of not really apprehensive on approaching you. They just act, and then you have to deal with the consequences. And I've never been a criminal. It was never been on any crime-related. Just see some black kids coming from the movies. Next thing you know, we're slammed on a police car. It's been things of that nature. I vividly remember the riots. At the time, I was a major recording artist. And I had to sit there and watch it on TV. And to this day, it still affects me because I'm petrified of the police. Always have been my whole life. Because when you grew up in South Central, in that environment, it was bad enough. We had to worry about the gangs and the crack epidemic. But now we have to fear the police as well. So, man, to this day, if the police pull by me on a traffic stop, I am scared to death. So I do understand the repercussions. I'm 61 years of age now, and why should a black man in America be afraid of anything or anyone? And I'm scared to death of them.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Tweed, well, thank you for that. Go ahead, Joel.
Yeah, no, Tweed, I'm glad you said that. And I just real quick to make it, you know, personal, because another thing that made me really want to do this is that I don't have the experience that Rodney King had, certainly, and not even what Tweed had. Like, I've not been physically abused by the police, but one thing that occurred to me as I was working on this and building up to it, you know, I'm from Houston, Texas. I've been pulled over by police as a motorist, like 30, 35 times. And when I tell people that, they, you know, either they don't believe me or they're just sort of, you know, shocked. And that's sort of the life you live with, you know, as a black man in America. Like, you just sort of get used to them as the opposition. And so that was one of the things that sort of made me want to do this season as well.
real. When I feel the way that I do right now, I see all my brothers underground pushing up Daisy. Man, it amazes me that you can't see where you're gonna be. A statistic, everybody's gone cold ballistic. If you had a good day, damn, I must have missed it. Cause you're mad at the universe. Go to hell with everybody else, cause you want your own first. I got the urge to let you in on a little secret, cause you keep dying if you keep it. All the killing that you're feeling is from within. Pull the rubber, check the color of your skin. Why lie? I couldn't try even if I had to. Born with a bulletproof vest when I had you. A black woman trying to get through to a few, so you can lead the next group. 5 o'clock in the morning, gonna be
outside on the corner.
Better get yourself together while you're waiting on your time right along with your mind. 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
You better get yourself together while you're waiting on your time right along with your mind.
What should I do right and suffer? I'd rather do wrong, making that loopy and that hustler. Instead of hot dogs, I'm eating porkers and they smother. And got a gang of loot up in the safe up in my cupboard. On top of all that, I push a big fat Lex and got my hoes in a golf course just in case I feel like flexing. So I must ask for real though, who are you? See, I'm a big man.
Yeah, you know you's a big man. Check it, I went through 12 years of school and they never could reach. My knowledge of my hood is something they can never teach. I never said a step, but I kept up with the Joneses, Harry Bowles, and my little pinky ring, I did a lot of kinky things, the girls knew it. Flock through it, some around my old way, yeah, they still want to do it. It's not about the clothes that you got your back, but the money in your pocket lift you down like that. Come on.
5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
You better get yourself together while you're wasting all your time right along with your mind. 5 o'clock in the morning, where you gonna be?
Outside on the corner.
Better get yourself together while you're wasting all your time right along with your mind.
Low Rider oldies, R&B, and all between. Corrupt world we live in. Y'all better figure out where you belong. Do the right thing. Don't kill nothing. Don't let nothing die. G. Lou, I got a new motto. Whenever you meet a new girl, here's what you tell her. You ask her 3 questions. First one is, if you got nuts on the wall, what you got? You got nuts on the wall, what do you have?
You got walnuts.
Okay. If you put nuts in a turkey around Thanksgiving, what do you got?
Turkey base.
Chestnuts,
okay.
The third question. If you got nuts on your chin, what you got?
Chin nuts.
Not 3 points.
That part.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna make it.
Another one in the can. We just do what we do. Hopefully we'll touch the people, because we are for the people. So make sure they tell their peoples, you know. Look, even my online listeners, please create a free account All you have to do is leave her email. Gonna give you updates on upcoming guests, upcoming shows. Then as you do that, hit the follow button to show support. We need y'all to do that, man. G-Lou, man, take us out with your parting words, please.
I'm gonna tell you like this, like I say every week, I say every day. 7 days without prayer makes one weak, W-E-A-K, not W-E-E-K. It make you weak, man, at the knees all the way up to your neck, man. So get your mind right, get your head right, get in touch with the man upstairs. His line is always open, and it's free of charge. I'm going to leave you with that. God bless y'all.
Indeed. Make sure y'all treat others like you want them to treat your mama, man. Believe me, man. Going through hell, simply keep on going, man. So, with that being said, ain't nothing going to work unless you do. So, man, the day you start, stop trying is the day you're going to start dying. And
yeah, yeah.
What you do today will dictate tomorrow, man. God bless each and every one of y'all. Make sure to tune in each and every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, the After Six Cruise Mix, hosted by BTP Media, The G-Lou Show, Stacey Adams Incorporated, PimpCouncil.com, Magnificent Wax, One World Magazine, Sun Sound Concerts and Tours, FunDiggity.com, and One Stop Funk Shop. We out of here, man, like last year. God bless us, everyone.